Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, Conclusion of the Teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Part 2, Explanation of the Atmarama verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 5. The word Urukrama indicates the Supreme Lord. All the Atmaramas are engaged in devotional service to Urukrama. Before engaging in devotional service, such transcendentalists are called shantas or pacified devotees. The word Atma or self is sometimes translated as the word mind. Sometimes mental speculators present philosophical theories in different ways, but when they come in contact with saintly persons who are engaged in devotional service, they also become devotees. In the prayers by the personified Vedas, which are found in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the description of the two classes of yogis known as Saggarbha and Nigarbha. Udaram upasateya rishivart masu kurpadrisha parisara padhatim hridayam arunayo dhaharam tata udagad anantatavadama shira paramam punar ihayat samekyana patanti kritanta mukhe. The yogis begin their practice of yoga by worshipping the abdomen, and they try to concentrate their attention on their intestines. Gradually, their meditation rises to the heart and concentrates on the mind and the heart. Then, their attention rises to the top of the head, and one who can rise to that position is understood to have become perfect and to be no longer subjected to birth and death. But even if such yogis come in contact with pure devotees, they also render causeless devotional service to the Lord. The word Atma also means to endeavor. In every practice there is some endeavor, and the ultimate endeavor is the endeavor to reach the highest perfectional stage of devotional service. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni tells Vyasadeva, Tasyaiva heto prayate takovido na labhyate yad brahmatam upari adha talabhyate dukavad anyata sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira rangasa. One should try to attain the highest goal, which cannot be attained either in the higher or lower planetary systems. The idea is that material happiness and misery are available in all planetary systems within the course of time. But the highest achievement, devotional service, cannot be attained anywhere without endeavor. Therefore, in the Brihan Naradiya Purana, it is stated, Sat dharmasya vabodhaya yeshang nirbandhani mati achirad eva sarvartha siddhyati esham abhipsitaha. One who is serious about understanding the highest perfectional stage of devotional service can become successful in everything simply by one's endeavor. One cannot attain the highest perfectional stage of devotional service without some personal endeavor. As Krishna himself states in Bhagavad Gita, Teshan satata yuktanang bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam dhang yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship Krishna with love, Krishna gives the understanding by which they can come to Krishna. The word Atma also means patience and perseverance. For by patience and perseverance, one can achieve the highest stage of devotional service. As far as the word Muni is concerned, there are additional meanings. For the word Muni also can refer to a bird or a large black bee. Another meaning of the word Nirgrunta is foolish person. Thus, even birds, bees, and foolish people engage in the service of the Supreme Lord when they are favored by the pure devotee. Indeed, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Prayo Vatamba Munayo Vihaga Vanesmin Krishnikshitam Tad Uditam Kalavenu Gitam Akrukya Ye Druma Bhujan Ruchira Pravalan Shrinvanti Milita Dusho Vigatanya Vacha. In Vrindavan, the birds are devoted to the service of the Supreme Lord. And it is also stated there in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that the black bees would always follow Krishna and Balaram. Concerning this, Sri Krishna even described the devotional service which the bees and wasps were rendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna spoke, Ete linastava yasho akila lokatirtham gayanta adipurushanupatam bhajante prayo ami munigana bhavadiya mukya gudhang vanepi na jahati anaghatma daivam. O supremely virtuous one, O personality of Godhead Balaram, just see how these bees and wasps are following you, glorifying your transcendental fame and worshipping you. Actually, these wasps and bees are not as they appear. No, they are actually great sages who are taking this opportunity to worship you, the Supreme Soul. Although you are not known by ordinary persons, they know you, and they are following and glorifying you. There is a similar verse in the same chapter of the 10th canto, which describes the reception given to Balaram and Krishna by the peacocks of Vrindavan. Nrityanti ami shikhina idya muda harinya kurvanti gopya ivate priyam ikshanena Suktaischa kokila gana griham agataya danya vanalkasa iyanhi satan nisarga. O worshipable one, just see how the peacocks that are returning to their nest are receiving you with full pleasure. These peacocks are just like the damsels of Braja. The cuckoos on the branches of the trees are also receiving you in their own way. The residents of Vrindavan are so glorious that everyone is prepared to render devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And in another verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Sarasi sarasa hamsa vihangash charu gita frita chetasa etya harim upasatate yata chitta hanta milita drisho drita mauna. Oh, just see how the cranes and swans on the water are singing the glories of the Lord. Indeed, they are standing in the water, meditating and worshipping Him. Elsewhere, in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami prays, Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pukasha Abhira Shumbha Yavana Kasadaya Yenye Chapapa Yad Upasrayasraya Shudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha. Even the aborigines and uncivilized human beings like Kiratas, Hunas, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abira, Shumbha, Yavana, and Kasa, as well as many other types of human beings in the lower species, can all be purified simply by taking shelter of the pure devotees. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami offered respectful obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, whose devotees can work so wonderfully. Another meaning of the word dhriti is to realize oneself as elevated. Dhriti syat purnata jnana dukha bhavoktam aptabihi aprapta tita nastartha nabhi samsho chanadikrit. When one realizes his or her own elevation, one feels that he or she is free from all miseries and is elevated to the highest platform of life. All devotees of Krishna who are in full Krishna consciousness are free from all kinds of material pleasures and miseries. They are fully absorbed in the service of the Lord, and they are always jolly by virtue of their engagement in Krishna's transcendental service. They are experienced men of happiness. Indeed, they are so happy that they do not even wish to be promoted to the spiritual planets, for they are happy in every sphere of their life. And being full in the transcendental service of the Lord, they desire neither material objects or material sense pleasures. As stated by the Goswamis, persons whose senses are fixed in the service of the Supreme Lord can be called peaceful. Thus, the word Atmarama indicates that even birds, beasts, and fools, in short, everyone, can become attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna, engage in his service, and thus become liberated. Still, another meaning of the word Atma is intelligence. One who has special intelligence is also called Atmarama. The Atmaramas with special intelligence are of two kinds. One is the learned sage, and the other is the fool without any book knowledge. Both of these can have an opportunity to associate with the pure devotee. Even the foolish Atmaramas can give up everything and engage themselves in Krishna consciousness in pure devotional service. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, Janma Adi Asya Yataha. The Supreme Lord Vasudeva is the origin of everything, and everything emanates from Vasudeva. Anyone who is actually intelligent can understand that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the source of everything and thus engage in Krishna's service. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma tells his son Narada, Te vai vidanti atitaranti chadeva mayam stri shudra huna shavara apipapa jiva yadi adbhuta krama parayana shila shikshas tiryag jana apikim u shruta dharanaye. And what to speak of persons who are intelligent enough to study the Vedas? Even less intelligent persons, like women, laborers, the Huna, Shabara, and the birds and beasts, can achieve the highest perfectional stage of life. As previously quoted, Bhagavad Gita chapter 10 also indicates that when a person becomes highly intelligent and engages in Krishna consciousness, Krishna reciprocates by giving one the intelligence by which he or she can be promoted to the abode of the Supreme Lord. Teshang satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam dhang yena mam upayanti te. Lord Chaitanya then told Sanatan Goswami that the association of good devotees, engagement in the transcendental service of the Lord, the understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and residence in a holy place like Vrindavana or Mathura are all very important for elevation to the transcendental plane. And one need not attain all five of these items. If one is expert in just one of them, then, without fail, he or she will be elevated to the stage of love of Godhead. One who is actually intelligent gives up all material desires and engages in the transcendental service of Lord Krishna. The influence of devotional service is such that when a person engages in devotional service, he or she gives up all material desires and becomes fully attached to Krishna, being inspired by the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Such is the beauty of Krishna in the eyes of Krishna's devotee. Another meaning of the word Atma is nature. In this case, the word Atma Rama indicates that everyone is enjoying that particular nature he or she has acquired. However, the ultimate nature, or the perpetual eternal nature of the living entity, is to serve the Supreme Lord. One who attains to the perfection of understanding his or her real nature as eternal servant of the Lord gives up one's designative, material, or bodily conception of life. That is real knowledge. Those who are in pursuit of knowledge and who get the opportunity to associate with a pure devotee also engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Sages like the four Kumaras, as well as fools and birds, can engage in the Lord's transcendental service. By being favored with Krishna's causeless mercy, anyone and everyone can be elevated to the platform of Krishna consciousness. And when one becomes attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna, he or she begins devotional service. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is glorification of the land of Vrindavan in this way. Dhanyeyam adyadharani trina virudastvat padasprisho drumalata karajabhi mrishta nadyodraya khaga mriga sadaya valokaya gopyo antarena bujayor apiyat spriha shri. Oh, my dear elder brother Balaram, this land of Vrajabhumi is glorified by the touch of your lotus feet. Being touched by your fingers, the creepers also glorify you. And when you look on the hills, rivers, and lower animals, they are all glorified. And the gopis, being embraced by your transcendental arms, are also glorified. The cowherder girls, gopis, also glorified Vrindavan with the following words. Ga gopikaya anuvanang nayator udara venu swanai kalapadais tanu mritsu sakya aspandanang gati matang pulakas tarunang Niryoga Pasha Krita Lakshanayor Vichitram. Dear friends, all these inhabitants of Brajabhumi, including birds, beasts, and trees, are glorified when they see Lord Krishna going to the pasturing ground along with his friends and Balaram. The word Atma also means one's body. The yogis who practice bodily exercises, considering the body to be the self, are also elevated to the transcendental service of the Lord if they associate with pure devotees. For there are many people who believe the body to be the self, and they are engaged in many fruitive activities, including bathing rituals and ordinary worldly activities. However, when they come in contact with the pure devotee, they also engage in the transcendental service of the Lord. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Kamani asmin anashvase dhuma dumratmanang bhavan apayati govinda pada padmasavang madhu. O my dear Suta Goswami, even though we have become darkened by the sacrificial smoke of fruitive activities, you have given us the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also stated, Yat pada sevabi ruchis tapasvinam ashesha janmopa chitam malam dhiya sadya kshinoti anu aham adhati sati yapa padan gushta vinisrita sarit. The waters of the Ganges flow from the tip of the lotus feet of Krishna, and by bathing in that water, everyone, including fruitive actors and all kinds of sages, can wash dirty things from the mind. And even those who believe that the body is the self, or those who are full of material desires, are also, in a sense, Atmarama. And when they associate with pure devotees of the Lord, they give up their material desires and become perfect in the service of the Lord. The best example of this is found in the Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, wherein Dhruva Maharaj prays, Sthana Bilashi Tapasi Statohang Twang Praptavan Deva Munindra Guhyam Tachang Vichinvan Api Divya Ratnang Swamin Kritartosmi Varam Nayache. O my dear Lord, I came to worship you because I desired some land on this earth. But fortunately, I have attained you, who are beyond even the perception of great sages and saintly persons. I came to search out some particles of colored glass, but instead, I found a very valuable gem like you. Now I am satisfied, and I do not desire to ask anything of you. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, the conclusion of the teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Part 2, explanation of the Atmarama verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 5. Recorded August 13, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bajau re manna Srinanda nandana Abhaya charanara Zindare. Bhava Sindhure. Rama, 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 Rama.